Journalists and others love to bemoan the commercialization of Christmas, suggesting Christ's birthday might be better celebrated by respecting his teachings than by stewing over gifts. I'm not convinced.
Commentator Nina Galen.
I mean, you don't love your child more profoundly on its birthday or respect your spouse more on anniversaries. Love is love all year round, so's respect. On the other hand, buying out the stores between Halloween and Christmas helps the economy. Growing up in Los Angeles, my sister and I would beg Daddy to drive us along Hollywood Boulevard, lined in December with huge steel Christmas trees. Ugly as armored cars by day, they were magical at night, with mixed red, green, blue, and yellow lights. Each year we saw the same display, to our immense satisfaction. We enjoyed our Christmas dinner and our presents. My parents, non-observant Jews born in this country, didn't call our tree a Hanukkah bush. To them, Christmas was a national holiday. It, trees, angels, stars, and presents, unavoidable if you had kids. Born in and believing in the brotherhood of the melting pot, my parents gave little thought to their Jewish heritage. The little Lord Jesus in his manger, his story sung and told on the radio, was part of my Christmas. What would it have meant to me to learn this infant grew up to be a rabbi? The only rabbi I'd ever met, a friend of my parents, had curly red hair, looked like an Irish prize fighter, joined the army in World War II, smoked camels, lost his faith, believed the only hope for the working man was communism, and then, just as Joe McCarthy's Inquisition was reaching out for him, foiled the bastards by dying of lung cancer at the age of 42. As a child, I loved him. He was a wild card, and while he is one rabbi that will never be resurrected, he will always live in my heart. In time, my immediate family disintegrated, and I became a sort of world wanderer, happening upon Christmas in places like Paris and Berlin. So far from home, that sentimental time of year was seldom happy for me. After 17 years, I returned to the U.S., amazed but not comforted to learn that millions here share my overwhelming feelings of loneliness and alienation at Christmas time. Nor was it any comfort reminding myself there are millions of Americans even more miserable than I who spend Christmas in doorways or lay their ill-fed infants down in beds far less hospitable than mangers. Their misery has nothing to do with the commercialization of Christmas, but everything to do with the mean-spiritedness, greed, and intolerance practiced by Americans of every religion. Would I trade my rootless life for a home and family, a litany to recite, a liturgical song to sing? Something deep inside replies, does a wild card wish to be queen of hearts for more than the duration of a hand? No, I'll just send a donation to the Salvation Army and probably on Christmas Day tune in a program of carols on the radio, find something to eat in the fridge, say bah humbug to the innocent ghosts of Christmas past, and go early to bed.